Weekend Start Early at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We would love to hear from you at Twitter, at eRadioSports. You can email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. We're zeroing in on the New York Jets, and we've invited Christian Dyer. He covers the Jets for the Metro New York newspaper, and he's a sports columnist and contributor with Yahoo Sports NFL coverage. So my question to you is, some believe that the Jets will be better off with Ryan Fitzpatrick. What do you think about this in this unsure situation?
I'll tell you what, if you say yes, the Jets are better with Ryan Fitzpatrick, then you are a very smart woman. Let me tell you something, because the Jets undoubtedly will be a better team with Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's someone who can limit mistakes, manage the games, move the ball down the field. So if you agree with me, then we're absolutely on the same page as far as this one goes. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a proven NFL commodity. He's not heading to Canton anytime soon. He's not an elite quarterback. I'd not even say if you'd say he's in the top half in the league in terms of where his ranking would be. But what he can do is make you competitive, keep you in games with a defense that features a Revis and a Cromartie and a Demario Davis and a Muhammad Wilkerson and a Sheldon Richardson. You don't need to have a top-flight offense. You need to win time of possession. You need to be able to run the ball. You need to have an offense that keeps you honest. All those things Ryan Fitzpatrick can do. And I think Geno Smith has the capability to lose games for you. I'm not sure that can be said of Ryan Fitzpatrick. He can, again, limit his mistakes and just be a good, solid, consistent quarterback. That's enough for a Jets team that right now, outside of the New England Patriots in this division, they may be the best team, certainly based off the offseason they've had on paper, they may be the best team in the AFC East. And New England looks a little shaky the past couple of years. I know they're the Super Bowl champs, but regular season, they haven't been as dominant. Who knows what happens with the Tom Brady situation, so there may be a pathway for the Jets to be a wild card team sooner rather than later if they can get solid quarterback play.
You know, I was going to ask you, I mean, what are going to be the keys for Ryan Fitzpatrick to get up to speed? But listening to you, it sounds like that he already is and that he will be ready for week one in the NFL.
I know the knock on Ryan Fitzpatrick is that he's been with, what, five or six teams over a 10 to 12-year NFL career. But I see that as being somewhat of a positive. He's done enough to get himself signed as a marginal type of quarterback by all these teams. They trust him. They know him. They know his capabilities. And certainly they understand what type of quarterback he is. He's not going to be a Pro Bowl caliber guy. But Alyssa, he's a smart guy. He understands the playbook. And he's had his best statistical careers under offensive coordinator Chan Gailey when the two of them were together with the Buffalo Bills. So I think that there's really a pathway here for the Jets to probably have their best offense since the 2009 season when you-know-who, Brett Favre, was their starting quarterback.
That's right. So who's the number two quarterback at this point? How is Bryce Petty looking? I mean, obviously a lot of curiosity from us folks down here in the Big 12 Conference.
Yeah, a great question. Bryce Petty has all the tools to be a starting quarterback. Is he ready right now? No. Will he be ready four games, six games, eight games into the season? Probably not. Bryce Petty's going to need a redshirt year, and then let's see how he looks next year's training camp. But he's making a lot of good throws. He's going through his progressions. He seems to have a comfort level with the playbook that I haven't seen from a rookie quarterback here in quite a long time. So I think Bryce Petty is showing his NFL starting potential, and he's further along than I think a lot of people around here thought. He definitely looks like someone who's going to be trotting out into a huddle sooner rather than later some Sunday.
Always so good to hear the voice of Christian Dyer. Covers the New York Jets for the Metro New York newspaper, sports columnist and contributor with Yahoo Sports, our NFL coverage. And just some curiosity, I'm all about being reunited. Were you disappointed that the Jets and Michael Vick decided against a reunion?
Well, I think there is a little bit of disappointment because Michael Vick, well, he just didn't really get a fair shake here in New York. He was told he was going to be the backup quarterback with no real chance to compete for the starting job. Meanwhile, Geno Smith was coming off a rookie year where he was okay. More interceptions than touchdowns, a completion percentage in the low to mid-50s. Nothing that made you say that this guy was ready to lead a team. And I think this, again, feeds into Geno Smith's sense of entitlement. If Michael Vick had come in, been allowed to compete, and Geno Smith beats him out, well, then good for Geno Smith. He just beat out a Pro Bowl, all-pro quarterback, the kind of quarterback who changed the NFL and the way that we look at the position. But with all that being said, you know, I think Michael Vick, we're closer to seeing his expiration date, perhaps, than his prime. I still think he can lead an NFL team. I think he can bring an awful lot to the table. Wish that he had been given a shot here with the Jets.
Well, he's an older quarterback, but I'm not sure that he is necessarily built as a bad weather quarterback. I mean, the weather really does affect him and affects players when they're older. So was it wise to pass on him then?
Well, it may have been wise to pass on him, certainly, but he certainly did a good job when he was with the Philadelphia Eagles, which is a cold weather city. The climate's not any different than here in New York. He's also played in a number of cold weather games while at Virginia Tech as well, so he has a comfort level there. He's a South Virginia kid, so, you know, the temperature difference is maybe 5 degrees or so during the winter time between the New York area and Newport News, Virginia Beach, that area. I think Michael Vick can still lead an NFL team. I think in the right situation, he could be a tremendous asset for some team as a starter, as a mentor. I look forward to seeing if there's one more chapter left in the career of Michael Vick. I think there is.
There you go. Metro New York newspaper Christian Dyer with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It's been way too long. Good to have you back in the saddle, and we look forward to catching up with you in the month of September. Thank you, Christian.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead in hour number one. You stay close. NBA news and notes with Nancy Lieberman is next.